Father, we thank and praise you so much today, Lord. We call it the personal touch because our relationship with you is personal. Sometimes we don't understand it, but if we get out sometimes by ourselves and we're out and about and the birds are chirping and it's just beautiful out there, and the Spirit will come over us and say, "Whoa, wow, what a wonderful creator you are. I know that you're the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings." And I want to be able to do what I can do, Lord, to help people understand this peace that passes all understanding that Jesus talked about. It's an amazing thing how we can have a personal relationship with the living God through Christ is wonderful. Not a religion, but a personal relationship. Somebody who created you, that understands you and understands all your frailties and all your challenges and everything, that you can just simply cry out to God and he understands. You don't have to give him the BS. That's a big story. He already knows your life. He already understands you, and you can just cry out, "Lord, I want to crawl up on your lap today. I need to talk to you." That's what makes a personal relationship with God different than a religion. You're important to the kingdom of God. And we are called to encourage one another. We have a biblical mandate to do that. We don't have to be seminary educated or anything, just to share with the folks that we have a personal relationship with God, and you can have it too. And then the Lord takes over when somebody says, "Oh, Holy Spirit, come and be a part of my life." You have planted that seed, and the Lord does the rest. A personal touch, a personal relationship. And if you never made that personal decision for the Lord, I strongly hope and pray that you would do that. Sometimes we've made the decision and we drifted away. The Bible says all we need to do is repent and come back and say, "Lord, I need a fresh touch from you, a fresh expression, if you would." If you're looking for a church home, there's not a better little church in Tallahassee than this church. It's the best kept secret in Tallahassee for a church. We hope that you would consider Bethel, and we'd love to talk to you about it anytime. In Jesus' name, amen.